Welcome to the courtyard section of the Cambridge Dungeon Latin audio tour. Behind you is the rear of the Cambridge Public Library. In front of you, you should be able to see what looks at first like a set of plantings on a slanted surface. Surprisingly, this slanted surface is actually a roof. It covers the high school band room, located on the lower level of the CRLS Arts Building. In fact, it's a special kind of roof called a green roof.
What is a green roof?
A green roof is a roof that can grow various types of plants on it, even gardens.
So that brown stuff the plants are growing on, is that a patch of soil?
I'm not too sure that it's just ordinary soil. Let's ask local landscape architect Danielle Desolettes from CRJA Landscape Architects.
So these types of soils that are designed specifically for green roofs are essentially very mineral gravel types. And they're very, very lightweight. They're like shales or basically shale types of stone, which have a lot of mineral content, which provides the plants with a lot of some of the nutrients that they need to grow.
That's interesting. So they call it gravel substrate, but what kind of plants grow on this green roof?
There will be a sedum planting, and then around that there's going to be another planting of what we call alpine annuals, which is like if you go hiking up to the top of a mountain, you'll see some of the sedums, but you'll see other different plants. And then we'll have some herbaceous plants, which are more like perennials and things that you might see elsewhere. And some of these we're actually including chives, which is a pretty tolerant plant. It's the herb that, you know, we eat.
What would happen if it rained so hard that the green roof overflowed? Wouldn't the plants grown on there be washed away?
Well, the answer is no. There are suspension cords that hold the plants and the substrate on the green roof at a slanted angle. That way, the plants won't be washed away, even if it is raining a lot.
That's really cool.
Did you also know that there's a mat at the bottom of the plants that has holes in it? This mat holds onto all the extra water that the plants don't need right away. The mat holds onto the water for later when the plants need it.
That means that plants now have storage for water. It's like animals storing food for the winter.
Also, the green roof won't emit the kind of heat that tar and concrete emit in hot seasons.
Now continue to walk down the path in the direction away from the tennis courts. Turn left and walk down around the library until you are at the end of the library building. You'll be between the library and the main entrance to the Ringe building. Now look back at the roof of the arts building. You'll see the pairs of sawtooth-like roofs. Above them are shiny panels. You are now looking at the photovoltaic panels, also called solar panels. These panels absorb energy from the sun, which can then be used to operate the building. On the opposite side of the sawtooth roofs facing Cambridge Street are skylights, which provide natural lighting for the arts building and reduce the need for electricity.
Thank you for listening to this section of the CRLS audio tour.